I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. The Superior Arts Youth Theater is presenting Alice in Wonderland Junior. The run started last night at the Forrest Roberts Theater, but there is still a chance for you to see the show this weekend. We found out more from director Jelena McLean.
It is the story of Alice. Very similar to the cartoon movie version, the songs are almost all pulled from the movie, but I like to say they're more upbeat versions. They're not quite as slowed down as the movie version. A little bit more modernized.
Okay.
They say the caterpillar's a rapping caterpillar. So, and he's bubble blown as well, which is a lot of fun. So special effects are not lacking in this production either. With our Alice, something different that audiences probably don't expect when they come to the theater is there are three different Alices in Alice in Wonderland Junior.
There's three?
That's right. There are three girls on stage that play different versions of Alice. Because in the cartoon, you have Alice who goes and she drinks that little bottle, even though she knows if the bottle says drink me, should you drink it? Maybe not, but she's going to do it anyway.
Right.
And when she drinks, she shrinks. And so she's got to get tiny.
Oh.
And we don't have special effects that we can shrink a human being yet. Like, that doesn't exist in
theater.
You're
working on it, maybe.
Exactly.
But, you know, don't have it yet, yeah.
So we do have a smaller version of Alice and a taller version of Alice in our production. Yep.
Well, that's cool. Now, it's junior, which means, of course, you're working with area youth with the theater.
That's right.
Tell me a little bit about the cast.
Okay, so our cast is full of students 8th grade and under, and we've got 75 kids in the show. And the kids range in character groups from sea creatures to Alice's, of course. The caterpillar, you've got your Tweedles, and they've all been working so hard this whole process to find their characters. And it's a fantasy show.
Sure.
And a lot of our kids are used to working more realistically or not quite like in the realm of crazy Disney. And so that's something that they have really been tapping into their like little crazinesses. And
I know that every time I talk to you and when you've got a production in particular, I ask you about, you know, how are these kids to work with? I mean, you got 75 in this cast. Tell me about it. What's it like?
It's an awesome experience. The kids are so creative. Like, and with this show, because it's so out of the ordinary, they're bringing so much more creativity than they have in the past for me, actually. They're throwing new ideas. Like, we have this huge teeter-totter that the Tweedles get to play on. Uh-huh. And, like, it's gigantic. You stand on it, like, as a human. You can't sit on it.
Okay.
And so they, every day they get there, they're working on their teeter-totter, coming up with new things to do on it. And, like, they just throw out new creativity, and they're not afraid to try it. They're like, it's fine. It's not scary. We're going to keep going. Let's try this thing. What if we hold each other and then just lean this way and lean, and then it works. Yeah, that's great. And so it's just a really great experience. They never hold back.
They're having fun with it. It is Alice in Wonderland Junior. We're talking with the director, Jelena McLean. What's the run? Where is it happening? How do folks get tickets?
Yes. So the show is running at the Forrest Roberts Theater. Opening night was actually last night, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And so we run now Thursday 15th, yesterday through the 18th. And our shows are Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 o'clock and Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You can get tickets through the NMU Easy Ticketing outlets. That's tickets.nmu.edu or 227-1032.
That's Jelena McLean, the director of Alice in Wonderland Junior, being put on by the Superior Arts Youth Theater. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.